We would like to speak to you about building the inside palace. Particularly when your world is in such disarray, it is important that you have carefully constructed a place inside of you that has all of the elements of the things that bring you peace and joy and happiness, and a place that you can access when the world around you is not looking like a very good place to access. You are in some of those times now, but we would like to speak to you about construction. The place inside of you that you want to feed. If you think of it as a garden, then there are several elements you want to remember. One is that there are seeds to be planted. The other is there is soil to be upturned and nourished. There is nourishment from the sun and from water and from all of those elements. And that is what is a construction of an actual garden. Now, when you are constructing a garden inside of you, there are elements that are similar to that. And the first one, oddly enough, is one that we sometimes do not think about that. And that is the seed. What do you want to grow in your garden? What is it that you want to feel when you go into your heart? What do you want to define how your heart is nourished and how it operates, not only in the world, but inside of you? How do you want that to be? So there are the seeds you want to plant. Now, that means we must avoid the unconscious seeds. And the unconscious seeds in the garden would be the seeds of worry. They would be the seeds of future fear. They would be the seeds of past regret. They would be the seeds of shame. We do not want to plant those seeds. It is not that they are not available to us. It is that we do not want that to grow in our hearts. So when you choose your seeds, certainly you want to choose peace. And we are individuals, so there are different things that we may plant. The artist may plant art. The musician may plant music. The dreamer may plant dreams. There are many beautiful seeds, but we want to be conscious about what we are planting. And the reason for that is that you want to be in charge of what is growing in your heart. And when you are growing beauty in your heart and power in your heart and abundance in your heart, it is because you are taking care of your garden. It is a thing that will teach you to move out of your contradictions. For instance, let us say that you want to plant rest in your garden. And you say to yourself, in your mind, I need to get more rest. But do you stop even for a few moments of your day to do that? Sometimes you do not. Your intention is to have rest, but you do not have an action that follows that intention to create rest in your life. And when that happens in your heart, even if you have planted the seed, you're not watering it and letting the sun shine on it so that rest can grow in your life. So what you plant tells you what you need to take care of and how you need to allot some of the energy in your life to very particular things that you want to grow in your garden. Now, there are many, of course, seeds that get planted accidentally. You are in the human condition, so it is impossible to perfectly plant all seeds. And so this brings us to the next part of the gardening. You must be willing to weed. So that when you look and you see a weed growing in your garden, and let us say that weed is worry, then you must be willing to pull that weed out, to acknowledge it, and to throw it out of your heart center, because you do not want to spend your life nourishing worry. Now, as you make these choices, and we are putting it in a simple form so that you can begin to understand it that way, then some of the weeds you will find in your garden are caused by other kinds of thoughts. Thoughts of responsibility that are not your responsibility. Going over and over something that needs to be released. Those are weeds. And they will choke out the life in the beautiful garden that you want to plant. So we do not want to judge ourselves for the weeds, but we want to pull them out and move them out of our lives as quickly as we can. Now, other things that you want to plant in your garden, we are not going to try to give you a list, because each of you is absolutely unique. And so your garden is going to be unique, as it should be. But what is alike for all of our gardens is how we take care of them. And so if you look at water as being energy, so if you water the plant grows. If you give energy to the plant in your garden, it will grow. And then we want you to think of the sun as being the energy that the universe sends to your garden. It will send to your garden all that is needed if you ask it to. If you open to that sun and you let it move around the things you've planted in your garden to bring them to life. So when we become conscious, it is not conscious about being better or being perfect or being free of flaws, because this is earth and there are no places where we are free of flaws. But we want you to have a real respect in both your spirit and your mind about the garden that you are planting. It is a good exercise, if you choose to do this, to when you are going to your homes, to draw your garden, to draw your garden and place in that garden consciously so that you can see what you are planting. And then as you are able to look at that, then you will be able to see what is needed, how much of your energy is needed, to be sure that no part of that garden is dying or being neglected because you are not giving it your energy and you are not calling on heaven to replenish you in that part of your garden. This is one of the simple teachings that requires some work and a great deal of consciousness, because without this consciousness, what you will have is a heart full of weeds. And those weeds are not going to grow anything that brings you joy or that connects you to the universe or that brings you happiness. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that your breath is life. And where you breathe, you come alive. and feel blue energy come all around you and make a protective cocoon. And know that as you breathe in, you breathe peace, peace into your mind, into your thoughts, into what you speak, peace in your heart, peace in your solar plexus, in your second center, in your root. And let the peace spread through your head and your trunk. Let that peace relieve you of your burdens. Take away tension. Restore you to your natural state. Now feel the earth send up a cleansing energy into your root center, and let that cleansing energy remove any blockage to your plan for your life, to what you want to grow and create in your life. Feel everything that blocks that washed away in the root. So there is only what you know, who you are, what you love, and what you are creating. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the second center. And let the cleansing energy wash deeply into the old wounds that brought you shame. And feel how powerfully that cleansing energy pulls out the shame and the judgment, and feel it leaving your body, and feel the second center restored as it was when you came to the earth, free and able to release and to receive joy. Feel the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus, and begin to displace those emotions that do not serve you or the beautiful path that you are walking. Feel those emotions flow out of your body so that now there is a place for what you feel truly and respect for what you feel happily and joyfully, and let all of the other emotions leave. Feel them pulled away from your body. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart. And let that cleansing energy move to the places where there are weeds, and pull those weeds up and wash them away. Let your heart return to you in its beautiful form, in the form that you brought into the world. Feel the cleansing energy come into your throat, and let it wash away from your communication center fear and any words that are connected to fear, any judgments, any harshness, so that the throat becomes the center of loving kindness. What you speak moves only through loving kindness to yourself, to the world around you. Feel that cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash away your doubt. Wash away anything that might have prevented you from having the courage to know, to intuit, and to become wise in your discernment about what you know. Feel the joy of the third eye to be released into its own power. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the crown, and open this crown to the universe. To the universe that created you, knows you, supports you, gives you all that you need now. And in that openness, feel a golden light from the sun flowing into your body, warming you. Feel it flow into your garden. And watch the things of beauty that you are planting rise and blossom and burst into color. Feel the warmth in your heart and feel it flow into your body for your healing. Anywhere that golden light is needed, let it go. Breathe it into that place. Feel it flow down through your trunk, into your legs and your feet. Feel your arms and your hands so that you are the golden child you were always intended to be. Move your attention into your heart center. And in your heart, see that there is a crystal table. And on that table is your gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.